Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is the Prophetic Hour, and this is your host, Prophet Lynn Templeton. Thank you for joining us this evening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share with your people the truth. Father, we pray that this revelation be a blessing to those who seek the truth. Father, I pray that you guide me in all things that I do, even when I'm unaware of my actions. I pray that your hand be ever on my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you. Amen. Again, this is the Prophetic Hour, and this is Prophet Lynn Templeton. And this is the Prophetic Hour. Today's show is a special show. It is called The Meaning of the Great American Solar Eclipse. There's information that I stumbled across that I thought my listeners need to hear. This is very eye-opening information about the solar eclipse, which we are getting ready to experience. For those who have not heard, there is a solar eclipse that will occur this August 21st, about 2 weeks from now. This solar eclipse is not your regular solar eclipse, and you'll recognize that fact when I give you the information that we have here. And I apologize, there was so much I really wanted to share with you that I ran out of time condensing the information. But we'll cram as much as we possibly can into this show. Bear with us. Now, there are numerous verses that's around this event. We'll throw as many of them at you so that you can verify. We'll throw as many at you as we possibly can. But here we go. Let's get started. Now, the Great American Solar Eclipse, this is what they're calling it. And there will be a repeat of this 7 years from now. This solar eclipse is one of the signs that God has prepared for us. It's not a regular, normal event. You see, in Genesis 1:14, God says that he placed signs he placed the stars and the heavenly objects to give signs for seasons and general signs. So that's God's prophecy. It's embedded in stone, basically. When you see a sign, that's not a prophetic prophecy, but that is God, as Genesis 1:14 states. It's coming directly from God. And so Luke 21:25 supports this and says, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with complexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's heart failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth." Revelation 6:12, "And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Matthew 27:45, Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Now, there are more verses, including Revelation. There's Revelation 16. There's Acts 2:19, and there are a few others. But we've read enough for now. Let us put this information together. Now, Job's warning. Remember, Job is the story in the book of Job. Jonah. Jonah, which is in your Bible, the sign of Jonah. Jonah was the one that was in the fish. God had the fish to swallow him. And Jesus made the remark. He said, "A wicked and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign." A sign. Remember what I just read. God said, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and the stars." So, a sign. Jesus said, "A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah." And he left them and departed. Now, what you don't know, that these people knew, they knew the sign of Jonah. They knew what had occurred. And in the research that I uncovered, the information, quite honestly, a minister who I'm familiar with, he uncovered some of this research for me, I have to be honest, and say he did an excellent job. But the sign that Jonah, sign of Jonah, first of all, the sign, the fish that Jonah was swallowed by, not the whale, but the fish, represent Pisces. The age of Pisces is ending in a matter of weeks. That's the first thing that you need to know. The second thing, the sign of Jonah, as Matthew 16:4 speaks of, was the story where Jonah is swallowed by the whale. And during that period, days prior to Jonah arriving, after the whale spit him out, there was a major solar eclipse that occurred. This solar eclipse was called Barsegal eclipse. This occurred almost right over Nineveh. And this eclipse was a total solar eclipse. This event occurred in Nineveh, which is today Mosul, Iraq. Everyone saw it. Everyone saw this solar eclipse, along with other signs, which we'll mention later, that were omens to the people. But this solar eclipse occurred just prior to Jonah arriving. Now, the verses we just read, let's go back to Revelation 6:12. It says, "And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casting her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Now see, God is telling you something that is going to occur around the time of the solar eclipse. This solar eclipse, again, the Great American Solar Eclipse, is a repeat of patterns. World War I, the our World War One event. Before World War One occurred, there was a solar eclipse. Let's see, do we have the name of that? Let's see, I had it written in my notes. But anyway, there was a solar eclipse prior, just prior to World War One. It was the omen that was given to the people. It was like days before, I think it was days before, or at least a day or two after, King Ferdinand was assassinated. Well, his title wasn't king, I think it was Archduke. Well, anyway, many of you know the story. Ferdinand was killed, and this started the war, World War One. And there's other events that these solar eclipses occur prior to major disaster or major evil that takes place. And so the sign of Jonah, Jesus spoke of, is the sign, only sign, that Jesus said that would be given to a wicked and an adulterous generation. So that sign is getting ready to occur this August the 21st, the sign of Jonah. And so this is the repeat of a pattern, this solar eclipse will, the Bible says, two or three different events that are going to occur. First, in Luke 21:25, it speaks of something happening to water, rivers. Solar eclipse happened where it, the center of it, where it crosses, and where the second one crossed 7 years later, is right where the Mississippi and the Ohio River meets. Highly significant. And the other fact that you need to know is that this solar eclipse will start on the west coast, Oregon. I think it's Oregon, and it will cross the nation. Only this country, which is referred to as Sodom and Egypt in Revelation. It will start in Oregon and will cross the Cascadia Subduction Zone, I think they call it, the first large earthquake zone, and then it will cross. Now, we're talking the actual solar eclipse band, which is only 70 miles wide. It will then cross right over Yellowstone, a 70-mile band right over Yellowstone, which is the second disaster, potential disaster zone. And then it will cross, the third crossing is this New Madrid zone, which is in the center, basically the center of the country, and the largest and the worst earthquake zone of this nation. It will cross over these zones. And the fourth zone is the South Carolina, where it ends in this country, the South Carolina earthquake zone, right over the center of each one of these earthquake zones, or over the center or near the center of each one of these earthquake zones. So this has never happened before like this. they're saying many things, but it has never occurred like this. And there's some other facts that, as I mentioned, I would have liked to share it with you, but we don't have enough time, and I did not have enough time to put together all the information, so I'm submitting to you the meat of this conversation. So, but anyway, it crosses the Cascadia, the Yellowstone, New Madrid, and the South Carolina earthquake zone, all four of those, which is very significant, very important to know. Now, I want to also look at a couple of these verses we mentioned prior, the information that they hold. Let's see. Let's go back up here. In Revelation 6:12, it says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." So this here is indicating rocks falling from the sky, or meteorites, asteroids falling. So these events, these solar eclipses, these complete blackout solar eclipse, they trigger certain things. That's why Jesus said, "Look up, for your redemption comes from above." Not look down. You know, they're looking at and measuring the earthquake zone, you know, what's going on inside the earth. But Jesus said, "Look up." So in other words, Jesus is telling us, but we're not paying attention, that what triggers these things is coming from the sky. So, several events your Bible is speaking of that are triggered by this event. When Jesus died in Matthew 27:45, it said, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness," see, total solar eclipse, "over the land unto the ninth hour, and beheld the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake." Earthquake. There's an earthquake during World War I, and there was a couple other, and I apologize, major events in the history of man that these total solar eclipse occurred, and then an earthquake and or other events that complemented the solar eclipse. So this is very important to note the fact of what happens when these solar eclipses, these complete blackout solar eclipses take place. And this one is only happening here in the U.S., the only nation, and it happens two times in a row, and this is the only nation that it happens in. This is not a coincidence. God doesn't do coincidence. You see, he's very precise. Now, a couple other things I want to mention, and then we'll end this. Luke 21:25, it says, "Signs in the sun is," it said, "signs in the sun Now, the sun, what's interesting, this year is the Hebrew year 5777, up till September 23rd of this year. Then it will roll over into 5778, the Hebrew year 5778. So, in Luke 21:25, the sign in the sun is the same temperature as 5,778 degrees Kelvin, which is the same number for the year that follows September 23rd. It rolls into the Hebrew year 5778. Again, coincidence? God doesn't do coincidence. So, September 23rd is the date that, at least I believe, that this August 21st is pointing toward September 23rd. However, you may see things triggered between August 21st and September 23rd. Any way you look at it, it is a highly significant day, which is actually a date, is a day of warning. This is a day of warning because Jesus said it only be one sign for a wicked and adulterous generation, Matthew 16:4. He said, the only sign, there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. So, let me recap real quickly. The sign of Jonah is telling you that Jonah was, spit out of a fish. The fish represents Pisces, which begins September 23rd. And the information that many don't have is that Jonah, when he arrived in the city of Nineveh, which is Mosul today, when he arrived in the city, the people had just experienced a total blackout solar eclipse almost directly over Nineveh, as well as a few other events, such as there was a civil war. There was a civil war, which is pretty much what some are saying already is building, even in this nation. Some are saying that. And it also points out a military loss. And let's see, you had a military loss. You had a plague. And also an earthquake around the same time of the solar eclipse, which was called the Barsego eclipse of the year 763, I think it is, B.C. So, 763. Yes. So, everything just repeats itself. All these patterns repeat themselves because, as you know, God ordained the circle, the law of laws, which is in place. And so everything is just a repeating cycle. And this great solar eclipse that's getting ready to occur is a repeat of what has already happened and the events that arise from the event speaks loudly to what we can expect in the next couple of weeks. So I wanted to present this to you as a prophet, it is my responsibility to bring prophetic knowledge as well as the meaning of the signs that God has put in our Bible, and to unveil His Word, which is in our Bible. So this is what we're doing here today. I want to thank you for joining us here at the Prophetic Hour. Join us again next Sunday at 5 as we bring to you another revelation. We'll post that before Saturday. We're looking at Friday is what I try to post. I'll show titles by Friday, but quite often it's Saturday or Sunday morning before I do, so I apologize. If you need to reach me, you can reach me at prophetlynn@comcast.net. I want to thank you for joining us. I hope you have a blessed Sunday and a blessed week. So long from the Prophetic Hour, Prophet Lynn.